As disaster teams enter the devastated communities, the extent of the damage is clear. Villages have been wiped out by the wave of sludge, and wildlife has been coated in dangerous chemicals. It is frustrating work. Many of the injured animals are frightened and in pain. These places were evacuated when the toxic sewage swamped everything in its path. The red muck has also covered huge swathes of farmlands.
So far the reports we're getting are certainly worrying. I mean, our prime concern was people. People have died in this, there are people in hospital. The second step is the land, the water, the fish, the plant life. So it's potentially major.
The sludge first hit the River Marsal, where pH levels rose to 13.5, killing all aquatic life. That's the same reading as bleach. In the River Rabba, levels were lower but still dangerous at 10.5. Further away from the spill, and the pH value in the Mosoni Danube was 9.65. Then in the Danube itself, the level peaked at 8.4. That's just within the safe levels for drinking water. Huge quantities of plaster and acetic acid are still being tipped into feeder rivers, entering the Danube, which is Europe's second largest waterway. It is a race to reduce the alkalinity of the water, and at the moment, it appears to be working.
The contamination reached the Danube yesterday, and it is already travelling towards Budapest. Slovakian and Hungarian authorities are taking samples often, three times a day, and checking the contamination level.
More than 150 million gallons of poisonous sludge spilt from the alumina factory. The Hungarian government says this accident is nearly as big as the Gulf of Mexico disaster, and the worst affected areas may be uninhabitable for generations to come. Alex Rossi, Sky News.